Greetings, my friend. Please be seated. So here we are now. Just you and me and the presence of the divine, the oneness. Today what we are doing is a matter of perspective and paradox. Because, of course, in trying to have an experience of bringing the divine here, we are trying to do what is already done. The divine is here. There is nothing but divine here. It's really just our experience thereof, our knowing, our connecting with what is true. So please make yourself comfortable for a meditation, whatever you're going to be doing. And please begin to breathe deeply and slowly. Begin to become aware of the prana, that sacred life force energy. You know how to do this now. Please lead yourself on a process of deep pranic breathing. And so too, please become aware of your physical form. Feel with your body. Allow yourself to really arrive in your body. Reach right the way down to your feet. Feel the soles of your feet. And bring awareness slowly to all of the rest of your body. And as your awareness arrives in your calves and your shins, become aware if you are holding any tension there and let that go. Moving your awareness upwards in a systemic fashion, checking with your thighs if there is any tension that is held there. Let that go. Feeling into your body. Digestive system. Bring your awareness there. Let tensions go. So often we store tensions in our lower back. Melt, let go. And if you find somewhere where there is tension, feel with it. Bring prana there. Allow it to release. Please arrive as fully as possible in your body. Bring your energy, your divine sacred energy, bring that into this body. Choose to express gratitude and love to this body, thanking your body for all that it does, that you might be here in physical form. Appreciation, love, gratitude to this body. And so now I would like for you to become aware of this unity chakra that we've been working with. This place where so much energy, God energy, comes from. From here, we've been bringing energy out and passing it around, and we've been doing so much wonderful work with this unity chakra. Can you feel it? You should be able to feel yours very easily because of the work we've been doing with it. I'd like you to, at the same time, become aware of the other chakras, the ones that are normally the result of fragmentation, third eye, throat, heart, inner, outer, solar plexus, sacral, base, crown. See how much of this you can feel. Can you feel your eight chakras, the normal system? Can you feel them? You don't have to fully invest yourself in feeling. Just feel this. Can you feel them there? Yes? And can you at the same time feel your unity chakra? Yes. So which is it? Do you have one chakra or eight chakras? The difference between the two is just a matter of perspective. It's just how you look at it. Equally so that you have no chakras. It's just a body, material, flesh, the way many people feel it is. The difference between these three things is just a matter of perspective. And I want to invite you to a shifting of your perspective. Because there is a perspective right now that you are holding quite strongly that informs in you that you are this person, this human being, that I am on, and that you are the person labeled with your name. That's perspective. You are that personality. And there is a shift in perspective where you are also an eternal, immortal, divine being, limitless, no beginning, no end, vast, a creator being, magnificent power, wondrous creativity. So how do we shift our perspective to that? How do we do what is already true? Something I find useful is to shift to a third perspective, which is the awareness that there is no you. There is no me. There is no divine self. There is only source, God, whatever you want to call it, creator, inhabiting different perspectives. And so God is right now inhabiting the perspective of you, the person on earth. God is inhabiting the perspective of your divine self. And the difference is really just the journey. God has walked this journey of being your divine self and you and all of your incarnations, my divine self, me, all of my incarnations. And so instead of asking, who is the divine self? Feel into the journey, the long and winding road that divine self has walked in becoming you. A long, long path of forgetting. And along that very long path of forgetting, many shocking and painful experiences, hurts, that have caused you to say, I'm less than that. I'm not connected, not divine guided, not all of that. And these hurts have been agents of diminishment. And eventually you have arrived at a belief that you are just, small, mortal, lost, little human being. Now you are remembering. All of the hurts are simply experiences, moments in time. Temporary, illusory, transitory experiences. To the degree that you are now able, simply choose to let go of these blockages and limitations that you are holding on to, and allow the light of the divine to inhabit you, to be you, expand into you. Receive, accept, allow the light to shine through you. Allow the light to get as bright as it can be. Then there is an experience. That lies only between you and your inner divine. An experience that I will leave you to have. This is the experience you have come for. Let it be what it is, and think about it. Don't limit it, don't have judgments about it. Surrender and be. The less your mind involves itself, the more the experience will be. And I leave you to your immersion in your own divine light. Good night.